We've discussed that when someone purchases something with Maaser money, he has to first deduct the amount that the item is worth to him, and then the rest he can use his Maaser money for. So let's clarify that calculation. When a person purchases a raffle ticket, how much is the raffle ticket truthfully worth to him, objectively speaking? If someone would be offered a raffle ticket and the money would not go to tzedakah, would the raffle be actually worth the amount of money that he's paying for it? Most people would say that a raffle ticket is not really worth that much money. And the reason why they pay $5 to win a trip to Eretz Yisrael is not because they think they're actually going to win, and not because that the chance is worth $5. Rather, because they want to give money to tzedakah. So that's the way to make the calculation. A person should view the thing that he is purchasing if it would not be a tzedakah. How much would he be willing to pay for it? And that amount of money he should pay from his own pocket, and the rest he can use for Maaser. The same applies for membership. How much is a seat in a shul, objectively speaking, worth to you? If the money was not going to the shul, if it was going to the gabe, let's say, would you still pay that amount of money? And that's the objective calculation that you can make. There's just one thing that the Paiskim add, that if the person actually wins the raffle, then he should deduct the full value of the ticket from his Maaser money. Because the ticket actually bought him the prize, so the payment of the ticket should not be used for Maaser money.